Hi everyone, this is Janelle Joshua and this is How I Create.
Welcome back to This Is How We Create. Today we have author and illustrator Janelle Joshua in the guest chair. Good to see you, Janelle.
Hi, Martine.
Janelle, could you start us out by telling us a little bit about you and about what you do in your creative career?
Yeah, so a little bit about me. I am an author illustrator, and I can officially call myself that title. Before I would just say illustrator, but I have my debut illustrated memoir called How Do I Draw These Memories coming out on April 16th. So I'm really excited about that and definitely getting used to the title of author. But before that, I've worked in editorial illustration. So I've worked with a number of clients for different publications. So that's included like the New York Times, the Washington Post, NPR, to name a few. And it's been really fun because I've been able to see my illustrations and my work live across a lot of different platforms and accompany like lots of different articles or stories. So just to name like a few of like the like publications that I've worked for, it's included the Washington Post, NPR, New York Magazine, to name a few. And one of the things that I love about working with different clients is I get to really see my work live in so many different areas and accompany a lot of different stories. So it's been really fun to like work on like these projects and then see them live online or in print. And then, of course, have people actually like read an article and then see my work along with it. So that's been my work as an illustrator. And then, of course, now as an author, I feel like I'm in a whole new world of like art making and writing. So I'm really excited for what's to come.
Oh, sounds like you've had a really great journey, Janelle. Well, on the show, we always like to start with the childhood memories of, you know, what it was like for you growing up in New York, in New Jersey, and in Savannah. Can you tell us about any early exposures that you had to art and design and how that might have influenced your journey into the creative field?
Yeah, so I love this question because it's so aligned with, you know, all of the work that I did with my book as well. And one of the things that I talk about in my memoir, it's actually the first chapter I dive into my earliest memories, and I illustrate that as well. And specifically, I dive into my earliest memories being in Savannah, Georgia. So some of those include me going outside and then putting watermelon seeds in the grass and then like waiting for them to sprout. Another really fond memory I have in Savannah was going to Lake Mayer, and I would bring like my shovel and my bucket and then dig in the dirt and go to the dock to see the fishermen fishing. So Savannah was filled with like a lot of just very fond memories from that point in my childhood. And around that time, I was around 5 or 6 years old. So it was just full of joy. But unfortunately, at that age, I also did see my father struggling with health issues, and he did pass away when I was just 6 years old. So losing my father at that age was really difficult, and I did deal with a lot of grieving and trauma. And my grandparents on my mother's side actually came to Savannah to take us to live in New Jersey. And we were kind of uprooted from Savannah. And then I had to like go to a new school, try to make new friends, and then also deal with the loss of my father. And at that time, living in New Jersey, having my mom, who this is something that I also talk about in my memoir, she struggled a lot with mental illness when I was very young. So dealing with the loss of my father, and then also learning a lot about what my mom was going through, and also dealing with my own grieving, it was a lot as a child. So New Jersey was a lot of uncovering for me. And I, at the time, you know, being in maybe I think first or second grade in New Jersey, I was really struggling with everything and even trying to make friends. So one of the things that I would do is like draw kids' portraits in the cafeteria to try to make friends. And, you know, it's not easy dealing with a parent with mental illness, especially at that age. But one of the things that I talk about in my book is these things that I went through to hopefully help other young people that might be going through difficult circumstances, to let them know that they're not alone in what they're going through. And it's okay to talk about these things as well. So that's one of my hopes for my memoir. And not only that, but talk about the preciousness of life. So that's why one of the things that I dive into is talking about some of my earliest memories as well.
Janelle, since your memoir comes out, I think it's on April 16th or April 12th?
April 16th.
Which day? April 16th. Okay, so your memoir comes out on April 16th. Can you tell us how you first had the idea of writing this memoir?
It was actually back in 2020. It was in the middle of COVID-19 lockdown. Funny enough, I had a publisher that reached out to me at the time. The publisher's name was called Levine Querido, and they go by LQ for short. I was already in the middle of doing a lot of projects. I felt like I had a little bit of a burst of illustration projects coming my way. And then they reached out to me and they found me on a website called womenwhodraw.com. So the editor of this publisher, when he sent the email, he said, "I really like your illustration style. Like, have you ever thought of doing graphic novels or doing even like a book cover?" So our initial conversations through email were really just talking about various project ideas. But through our conversation, I just really opened up a lot about different ideas that I have. They were more so on the surface, though. Initially, I was thinking of things like family heritage, Black culture, and kind of just ruminating on those topics. But I didn't really like dig deep into like the core of who I am and like what my experiences were. So when I had talked about those surface level ideas, the publisher was already like really interested in working with me. So they said like, yeah, like go home, like make a pitch and then pitch to us what your official idea is. And then we'll go from there and see if we can work together. So I did that. I went home, went to like my drawing board, and I really like sat and thought about what it was that I wanted to create. And if I would create a book, and if it was going to be a graphic novel, what would the story be? And I couldn't help but think about my experience growing up and all that I'd overcome and the journey that it really took me to get to the point where I am today as an artist and an illustrator. So when I went back to officially do my pitch, I said, I don't have like an official pitch deck or anything. I'm just going to tell you from the heart how I feel and what I want to create. So I told them, this is my story, you know, growing up, losing a parent, and then also having another parent with a mental illness. My childhood was really difficult. But not only that, you know, I feel like there were so many joys in my childhood along the way. So what I want to do is create something that young people specifically, and especially Black young people, can really like draw from themselves and see my journey. And maybe that'll spark some sort of inspiration for them to continue to go after their dreams. But another really important thing that I wanted to highlight in my book was community. And I really wanted to talk about it not just being like me that made it happen. It really was my art teachers, my grandparents on my mother and my father's side. It was my mentors in my childhood. It really took a village to raise me and my brothers. And I think I'm just truly filled with so much gratitude for the journey that it took for me to get to where I am today. And I'm always very thankful for the people that have helped me along the way. So those are the things that I really wanted to touch on in my memoir and why I wanted to write it.
Can you walk us through writing your memoir? Because at this point, Levine Kirillo come to you, your publisher, and you end up talking with them about this idea that you have of writing your memoir, of drawing it and going through your history. I'm wondering what all of the steps were that you took to have the final product. It comes out in a few weeks. We're recording this episode on March 30th, and your book comes out on April 16th. So you've done all of the things, right? Walk us through all of the steps to getting to the publishing date.
Yeah, that's a good question. I would definitely say I had a very unique experience where typically in publishing, you as the artist would have an idea already like drafted and you would have your sample pages already like ready to go. And then that's what you would send to a publisher, or that's what you would send to a literary agent who would then like work with you to refine all the details and then send that to the publisher. But I did find myself in a very unique circumstance where the publisher reached out to me and was interested in working with me. So when I found out that this is not the typical route that it's done, not only did I find that out, I realized that the editor that I was working with at Levine Querido, he actually always does this. He doesn't have social media. He usually like goes out of his way to find artists and illustrators and writers that are usually like underrepresented to really give them voice. And one of the things that I love about the publisher that I worked with is that they are like an indie smaller publisher. So it's not like the big names that you usually see all the books in the bookstore written like and housed from. They started in 2019. So when they reached out to me, it being 2020, it really was like, even for me, I'm like, oh, I've never even heard of this publisher before. And they just started, but something about, you know, their ethos really resonated with me. And seeing that they work specifically with artists of color, queer artists, queer writers, I really like truly believed in what they were doing as a publisher. And I couldn't have imagined the book that I created working with anyone else. So it just felt like it was very aligned to be able to work with them on this project. And not only that, with the actual process of making a book, I wouldn't have called myself an author before doing this project. So what they did was I worked with one editor the entire time. And during like the 3 years of making this book, he really guided me through the process from start to finish. So at the beginning, when they officially said, like, we really like your idea, we want to go forward with this, the next step would be making the pitch deck. So rather than me having one already, with that in mind, I went back, I started working on sample pages. And officially making like an official like pitch deck with like what the book would be and creating an outline and then sending that over. And then from there, the editor would work with me to really like not only guide me through the process, but even help me refine, like, you know, like maybe you can add a, like a little bit more color, like don't be shy. Because I was so intimidated at first from the idea of like making a book, it really scared me. But it was really great to have a publisher kind of just like really guide me through the entire process. And then I would say like halfway through the point of making the memoir, I think that's when I finally got into a groove. Because for me, illustrating is one thing, but writing is a whole other process in itself. And I wasn't sure, like, am I doing a good job? Am I not doing a good job? So the editor that I was working with, he was just like really encouraging the entire time and telling me like, yeah, this is like, you're doing a great job. So it was really great to work with him. And not only that, but I had a lot of conversations along the way with family. I also spoke with friends about my process. So outside of just like the relationship with my editor on getting the book working on the book, I also had conversations outside of that with friends and family to talk about what I was going through and figuring out like how to actually make this happen. So for me, like with the book, I actually call it like a scrapbook, and I also call it a collaboration because the book is not just from my experience. I also talk about and I pull from the experiences of my two older brothers and my mom and my grandparents. So together, that's how I formed the story, where you'll see in the story my mom's most precious memories, like her getting married. And then you'll see my brothers when they were living in Brooklyn, New York, and like driving down the street, seeing graffiti and like seeing B-boys like dancing. So there's, for me, there's so much joy that I was able to pull out and illustrate. And it really is like a scrapbook of our family and our journey. And I'm really happy with what I've created in the end. I'm really happy with what it is now.
So as you went through that process in terms of talking with your family members, working with the editor, and really trying to create and have a concise story of your life thus far, what were some things that came out or emotions that you felt that were really unexpected?
Yeah. Well, I will say writing a memoir is not easy. And writing a memoir where it's not just about my childhood, but also pulling from the experiences of others, is definitely a big task to take on. And I really wanted to be considerate of my family members as well, because, you know, they're not the ones that are asking for this. This is something that I wanted to do. So the first thing for me really was just asking for their permission and their consent to even like begin this journey of writing our story. So as soon as I asked and they were like, oh yeah, go for it, I felt like I could really take this on. And having them, you know, like be my cheerleaders was, I couldn't have asked for like a more supportive support system.
My follow-up question for you, as you were talking about how it took 3 years to write this memoir, you have a full-time job, you're freelancing, you have to like do all of the things that it takes to be a functioning human and an adult. I guess the question more is, how did you have to structure your life so that you could get all of these things done?
Yeah, it definitely was a lot of like managing my entire schedule and making a lot of sacrifices along the way, to be honest. I decided when I got the memoir and the book deal that I wasn't going to take on as many editorial projects as I had been taking on, because I was kind of at the time building a bit of a momentum with editorial projects that were coming through. So when the book deal came, I really had to just decide like, okay, this is going to be my focus until this is done. And if there is time for more, so be it. But this is going to be everything that I work on. So that in mind, working full time and then also working on this book, it really was like working two full time jobs. But what I did was I laid out a calendar and every week just crossing off my list of what needed to be done. And I would definitely consider myself a very organized person. So just making sure that I'm like always writing down like a checklist for myself of everything that I need to do. Not only that, but even down to deadlines. Deadlines are a really funny thing because the original deadline, definitely like we passed that. So during the journey, I also had to communicate with my editor and the publisher on how I was feeling about where we were in the process. And of course, they were like, oh yeah, like, how's it going? Like, we have this deadline. And I'm like, well, I don't think I'm going to get to that. So being able to communicate with them about where I was in the process was really important as well. Books can take years. Books can't just be done in like, let's say like a few months to a couple years. That might be for some people, but other people's books might take a whole lifetime. You really never know. But for me, it really was just trying to like stay as organized as possible, crossing things off my checklist. And not only that, but towards the end of the process, especially when I got into the bulk of like the illustrating process, I did a lot of sacrificing with relationships as well. So on weekends, I had to cut out a lot of socialization with friends and even my partner. We had to just like be like, okay, I got to work on this. I'll FaceTime you, but this is my priority. So towards the last year of making it happen, I did have to cut out a lot of time that I would typically spend with like friends and family to work on this. But it was a temporary sacrifice. And I'm so glad that I was able to like make it happen. But not only that, also communicating with the publisher was really important, because otherwise I don't think I would have been able to manage everything.
So during that whole process, Janelle, how did you refill your cup? Because that's just a lot, you know, especially when you're making sacrifices. How do you keep yourself inspired to keep going?
So self-care is definitely something that's really important to me. And I was also really mindful during the process of when I was maybe straining myself a little too much. So I would go to the spa. The spa was really important, like getting a massage, getting fresh air, just definitely talking with friends as well about the process. Because one thing that I don't think I was fully prepared for was how much writing, especially writing a memoir, can like really consume your entire life. Because even down to going to family birthdays and like spending holidays, because it was for me a family memoir, traveling to see family, especially going to see my grandparents in Savannah, that meant, well, since I'm here with you, I also want to do an interview. And since I'm here, I'm also like typing and writing up stuff. So it was a very interesting space to be in, because there was so much of my personal life that was tied into this process. And I will be honest, it did take a lot coming out of the process of writing to like get back to myself again, even down to like hanging out with friends. It felt like I had missed out on so much. We're like, oh yeah, like you guys went here and here and here. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, where have I been? So it did take a lot of recouping and like getting back to myself again and being with family and friends without book talk to like really feel like myself again. So yeah, it's hard. And honestly, I would say like definitely prioritize self-care where you can.
Kudos to you. Gosh, that's a heavy lift.
It's difficult. But at the same time, for me, I was really determined to get to the finish line. And for me, just working a little bit every day was really what helped me. Rather than at the beginning, when I thought to myself, like, oh my gosh, how am I going to make a memoir? Like, how am I going to even do this? It felt so intimidating. But when I really did get into it, I made a lot of mistakes along the way. Like there were so many like pages that were scrapped. And with my book specifically, it's very experimental, because some pages are prose and some pages are full illustrated spreads. And some pages are also like a little bit of both, where you'll see like scrapbook photos that my grandparents took over the years, along with prose intertwined. So figuring out how to make it all happen, it really was like putting a puzzle together. But a little bit every day, even when I was making mistakes, was the only way I could get to the end and actually see it come to fruition.
Did you end up having a dedicated time of the day that you spent writing?
Yeah, the evenings. I would try to write during the day, but I found myself procrastinating during the day. Or what I would do is I would do all of like my errands, my chores, like during daylight, and then I wouldn't start officially like typing until later in the evening, around like 5, 6 o'clock. So I when I realized that was happening, I just kind of accepted that writing in my bedroom, just kind of like a journal entry almost, was the best way I could approach the writing process. So I would really just sit in solitude, put some like ambient sound or some lo-fi hip-hop music in, and just like go to town writing. And then I would just sit for a few hours, like just typing away. And not only that, there were times during the process where I would also journal as well. So separate from writing for the book, I found myself also journaling through the process to kind of help me move through everything and really get to what I wanted to talk about.
And it's done. And now you're heading into the next stage, which is just the promotion of it.
Yeah.
And you're already in this stage right now. How is that process going for you?
Oh, it's been really exciting and really honestly overwhelming as well because it is so new for me. I've been doing some different like speaking engagements. So I've had the opportunity to talk to fourth graders for Women's History Month. And I've also had the opportunity to talk to high schoolers at the Bronx Aerospace High School about my career. And it's been really nice talking to the younger people about my journey because I really do hope that my book can, spark something in them as well to continue to go after whatever their passions are. And if it is in art and illustration, perfect. If it's in something else, like even music or STEM, if that's something that you're really driven and that's your passion, then continue to go out after it, despite whatever circumstance that you might be going through. Not only that, I've also been doing some publishing promo. So my publisher has set me up with a few different talks to do. So just like preparing, it's been kind of like doing homework for that as well, just getting my notes ready and then going to one event. And then this summer, I'm really excited for like book festivals and whatever else can come my way. So it's exciting. It's all new, but I'm here for everything that's happening.
I'm so happy for you. So, what is next on the horizon for you, Janelle? Are there any new projects, or are you just like, no projects,
Oh my
Martine?
gosh.
Are there projects or collaborations that you're excited about for the future?
Yeah, well, I definitely took a break after finishing the book. I took like a nice little sabbatical for myself so I could just like rest and really give myself the time to like get back to myself again. So now that the book is done, I'm really looking forward to moving into the next creative process or practice for myself. I'm really interested in looking at residencies. So I've been researching more about artist residencies to like really hone in on my craft even. I'm also really interested in talking more about love within my work. One of the topics in my book that I touch on is unconditional love and what that looks like. So I recently read this book called All About Love by Bell Hooks. So after reading that, I felt like I was really affirmed in my own writing process. So from reading that, I feel really inspired to continue to touch on love within my art practice even more. So I'm really excited for like what's to come creatively and just like branch off and do more things and just see where my art can live next.
Janelle, thank you so much for coming on the show. This has been such a fun conversation and a treat to hear about how you've written your memoir, and I can't wait to get my hands on it. All right, see you later,
All
Janelle.
right. Bye, Martine.